The last of the Lord Godbirds has vanished into the ether. Once the largest American bird of its kind, the ivory-billed woodpecker was called the Lord Godbird because, according to legend, that's what those lucky enough to sight the striking creature would say when they spotted it. Inspiring a tribute from singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens.
And the hunters beware.
It's one of 23 species the U.S. is removing from the protection of its Endangered Species Act because they are now extinct.
There's so many species that are in dire shape today. I think sometimes it becomes important to refocus our attention on the ones that we can save and the ones that need our attention right now. And so I think it's a sad thing. It's a difficult thing.
Conservationists say extinctions are accelerating due to climate change and habitat loss, like the forest clearing that largely wiped the ivory-billed woodpecker's sheltering trees from a southwestern landscape that stretched from the swamps of Louisiana to the Florida Everglades. Hawaii was home to the most species on the list, including 8 woodland birds and 1 plant.
Many of these species, particularly those in the Pacific Islands, were rare or very uncommon at the time that they were found and when they were listed. Unfortunately, that means that they were not able to benefit from the provisions of the Endangered Species Act before going extinct.
The Endangered Species Act has saved the gray wolf, along with American icons like the bald eagle and the American alligator. But making the endangered list takes years, a dozen on average, leaving 47 species to vanish so far while in regulatory limbo. Others, like the disappearing monarch butterfly, still wait as the planet warms and their habitats dwindle, along with their chances for survival. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.